In a clear sign of the high regard in which he held Pauli, Sommerfeld asked him to help write a major article on relativity for the Encyclopédie der Mathematischen Wissenschaften. Sommerfeld had accepted the task of editing the fifth volume of the Encyclopédie that dealt with physics. After Einstein declined, Sommerfeld decided to write on relativity himself, but found he had little time to do so. He needed help and turned to Pauli. When Sommerfeld saw the first draft, it proved to be so masterly that I renounced all collaboration. It was not only a brilliant exposition of the special and general theories of relativity, but an unrivaled review of the existing literature. It remained for decades the definitive work in the field and drew Einstein's wholehearted praise. The article appeared in 1921, 2 months after Pauli received his doctorate. As a student, Pauli preferred to spend his evenings enjoying the Munich nightlife in some café or other, returning to his lodgings to work through much of the night. He rarely attended lectures the following morning, turning up only around noon. But he attended enough to be drawn to the mysteries of quantum physics by Sommerfeld. I was not spared the shock which every physicist accustomed to the classical way of thinking experienced when he came to know Bohr's basic postulate of quantum theory for the first time, Pauli said more than 30 years later. But he quickly got over it as he set about tackling his doctoral thesis. Sommerfeld had set Pauli the task of applying the quantum rules of Bohr and his own modifications to the ionized hydrogen molecule, in which one of the two hydrogen atoms that make up the molecule has had its electron ripped off. As expected, Pauli produced a theoretically impeccable analysis. The only problem was that his results did not agree with the experimental data. Used to one success after another, Pauli was despondent at this lack of agreement between theory and experiment. However, his thesis was regarded as the first strong evidence that the outer limits of the Bohr-Sommerfeld quantum atom had been reached. The ad hoc way in which quantum physics was bolted onto classical physics had always been unsatisfactory, and now Pauli had shown that the Bohr-Sommerfeld model could not even deal with the ionized hydrogen molecule, let alone more complex atoms. In October 1921, armed with his doctorate, Pauli left Munich for Göttingen to take up the post of assistant to the professor of theoretical physics.